Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. The sun's shining and we're in a place called Portmore today. This is an old burial ground just outside of Lower Ballinderry, between Ballinderry and the Portmore Lock. And it's a very, very old burial ground. You can just see the gable wall here of what was once an old church behind me. It stood, this gable wall, for many, many years, but the church has long since gone. Just the two gable walls at either end. I don't think anybody enjoys being in a graveyard. It's maybe a very morbid thing to do a devotional from a graveyard, but I think it's a very needful thing. Just to remind us that ultimately, friends, a place like this is where we're all headed. David recognised there was a step between him and death. The author of the book of Hebrews recognised it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. The scripture says we must needs die. And the Bible says, prepare to meet thy God, because death is not the end. There's a step between us and death. And there's a little verse here in the book of Job that I just want to leave with you. Job chapter 16 and verse 22. The word of God says, when a few years are come, then I shall go the way whence I shall not return. When a few years are come, then I shall go the way whence I shall not return. Three thoughts I want to leave with you today. First of all, the brevity of life. When a few years are come. Life is very short. It's described as being like a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The Bible says that the days of our years, and it's speaking on average 80 years, 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet those years are often very difficult. But as I look around the headstones in this place today, a lot of people went past 80. A lot of people got nowhere close to it. The old must die, the young may die, and life is very brief. I'll be coming 43 very soon, and that's well past the halfway mark between 70. And it's gone by so quickly. Some of you that are listening today are maybe over 70. Can I ask you, do you know the Lord? Are you saved? Have you trusted Christ as your Saviour? Have you called upon Him? Have you asked Him to be your Lord and Saviour and Master? The brevity of life. When a few years are come, then there's the certainty of death. I shall go. Job here recognises that he's leaving this world. He's going to go. He doesn't say I'm going to be put out of existence or obliterated or that's the end. He says, when a few years are come, I'm going, I'm leaving. Leaving this body and leaving this present world. The certainty of death. Friends, there's only one thing in life that we're absolutely certain of, and that's death. I wonder, are you ready? Death is whenever the soul leaves the body. Absent from the body, the Christian can say, present with the Lord. The Bible speaks about Rachel when she was dying, that her soul was in departing. And it's something that's absolutely certain. The certainty of death. I shall go. Friends, nobody gets out of this world alive. Human mortality rate on planet Earth is 100%. It's the same in every country, every nation, amongst every people. When a few years are come, the brevity of life, then I shall go, the certainty of death. And then there's the finality of eternity, the way whence I shall not return. We're not coming back to this world, certainly as it is now. Eternity is fixed. It's settled. You read about that in Luke 16. There's a great gulf that is fixed. And there's no coming back. There's no second chance. Life is not a dress rehearsal. We get one chance, one opportunity to live our lives in this earth. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And we're not coming back. Can't fix your life, Christian, at the judgment seat of Christ. Unsaved person, you can't get saved at the great white throne judgment. You leave this world after a short time in it, and you're not coming back. Heaven or hell for all eternity. And the only way to be right with God, the only way to be sure that we're going the right way, the right direction, is to come to Christ, to put our faith and trust in Him. We've done, I'm not sure now, these devotionals well over 100, maybe 130, 140, 150, and then the ones from Coleraine before, about 125 there. Some of you have listened to a lot of them, but I wonder, have you put into practice what you've heard? Thank you for joining us. These are solemn things. I don't get any pleasure in saying them, but may God work in your heart, and may you put your faith in the God of this book and in the Son of God who loved us and who gave Himself for us.